Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 53. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 31. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs around 49. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 43.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that they will be investing more than $2.5 million into farms and small businesses across the state of Kansas alone, as they say they are working to expand a clean energy production in the state. KSNT News reports that according to the USDA Rural Development Kansas Director, Christy Davis, they say they will be receiving more than $2.665 million in various communities around the state, saying, quote, rural development is ensuring farmers and rural small business owners have the resources they need for the future. These investments will help Kansas communities with lower costs and better availability of clean energy. In other news, the Kansas Energy Company of Evergy reported a large power outage yesterday evening, impacting multiple residents and businesses in Manhattan. KSNT News reports that according to the outage map, more than 1,600 customers were experiencing the power outage, saying it was the largest outage for Evergy that included the Sunset Zoo and parts of Kansas State University. Mid-America Network News.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite team. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Local officials and the Kansas Department of Transportation in Dickinson County say that they will be closing off part of K4 Highway in Dickinson County later this month and will bring a large detour for those in the local community. KSNT News reports according to the Kansas Department of Transportation, they announced with the press release on Monday this week that the road project is slated to run from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. starting on Thursday, November 21st of this week on portions of that K4 Highway south of the town of Hope, as they plan to replace a railroad crossing that requires the highway to be closed to all traffic while the project is ongoing. They say the detour route includes going up to K43, I-70, and K-15, taking drivers through Abilene and Enterprise, with the entire detour running more than 53 miles and will take roughly an hour to complete. So far, according to the Kansas Department of Transportation, they say they do not have a time frame on the length of the actual project, but will be having signage routes for safety and weight and management concerns, and you can follow the KDOT website for more information.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The family of Malcolm X, that is Omaha-born, has officially filed a $100 million lawsuit at the end of last week, accusing multiple different federal and state law enforcement agencies of playing a role in the murder of the human rights advocate from nearly 60 years ago. According to the Nebraska Examiner, Malcolm X's family, along with a well-known civil rights attorney, Ben Crump, said the family's legal team has been busy, quote, unearthing new evidence since the exoneration in 2021 of two of the three men convicted in Malcolm X's killing. According to Crump, he said, quote, we are not just making history, but we're making a path for justice. We believe a precedent-setting path for justice for those who have been denied justice by the American legal system for far too long. According to the 85-page lawsuit, they detail 9 causes of action against the Department of Justice, the FBI, CIA, and the New York Police Department. The case was officially filed on Friday in the U.S. District Court of New York.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's yet, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means you can drive away with the best deal of the year and take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride, all with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Choose from over 300 new Kias on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy your next new vehicle. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road, or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between 2 televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business, with approval for a new vehicle for the Sheriff's Department at $60,000 and a pair of rotary cutter mowers for a total of $45,000. A disaster declaration for a portion of Marshall County from the October 30th storm was approved, with damage primarily in the Vermilion area. County Treasurer advised Washington County Commissioners at last week's meeting the Health Department budget was $45,000 short, with some $75,000 in invoices turned in recently. Shortfalls were discussed with Director Tiffany Heyman, who noted some expenses would be covered by grants that are not yet fully funded. Accounting for those, the budget still appears to be some $25,000 over, and overages in recent years for the department were among discussions. In conclusion, the treasurer noted that with the health department and some others over budget, next year's finances could be a challenge in Washington County. Washington City Council will hold a special meeting Tuesday, 5 p.m., to consider an applicant for non-elected personnel. Marshall County Fair Association annual meeting will be Wednesday, 7 p.m., at the 4-H Achievement Center on the fairgrounds at Blue Rapids. Classes Friday at Valley Heights will dismiss at 12:30 to allow travel to the sub-state football game at Conway Springs, and a pep assembly open to the community is planned Thursday, 9 a.m. at Valley Heights High School. Car deer crashes increase during the fall rut, and caution is urged by drivers, particularly at dusk and dawn. Watch for multiple deer, be alert, and aware in wooded areas and those with water such as creeks and ponds. Never swerve to avoid hitting a deer. More accidents are caused moving into cross traffic or losing control of your vehicle. Anyone with an injury or damage estimate over $1,000 should report car deer crashes to insurance and local authorities. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks. Available each day on our website at KeyNDYRadio.com and our social media. Carol A. Scott, age 83, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at First Christian Church in Beatrice. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday from 3 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffiths Hoovendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Carol Scott. Dorothy J. Lindquist, age 97, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Memorial service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, interment in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Lindquist. Kyle M. Humbert, age 35, of Eaton, Colorado, passed away November 11th. Service to be held Saturday, 10:30 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. burial in the Antioch Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Kyle Humbert. Mary C. Severin, age 70, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary Severin. Marshall County Health Department continues flu vaccine outreach clinics Monday the 18th in Blue Rapids at the Community Center from 10 until noon and in Waterville at the Community Center from 1 until 3. Then Tuesday the 19th, the Bremen Fire Station from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Flu vaccines for anybody 6 months and older, plus blood pressure measurements. For information, contact the Health Department at 785-562-3485. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham loaf, baby bakers, green beans, and apricots. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, diced potatoes, garden blend, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Westerly winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday as well with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Staying sunny as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Still more sunshine throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, late November, 53. Record high on this date, 82. The average low, 30. The record low, 9 degrees. Sunrise, 7:16. Sunset this evening at 5:10. Wide-ranging, 1.25 to 3.25 across the region. Monday, we were north of 1.5 here at Studios, north of Marysville.
Hey, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. As an independent agent, I have access to multiple companies available throughout Kansas and Nebraska, helping community members that are on Medicare or will be soon. You can reach me at 785-727-4655 or find me at 815 Broadway in Marysville. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Ebenezer Scrooge, this is your life.
Bah, humbug.
Come begin your holiday celebration with a Christmas carol presented by Marysville Area Community Theater and the MHS Drama Dogs.
Those who go about with Merry Christmas on their lips should be boiled in their own pudding.
We'll all be saying Merry Christmas to the Marysville community with our shows on Friday and Saturday, November 22nd and 23rd at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, November 24th at 2 o'clock p.m. in the MHS Auditorium.
It's a classic tale to help you ring in the holiday season.
Come and see the show.
Still winless at home. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Dallas Cowboys have played 5 games at home this season. They have lost them all. Last night, a 34-10 loss to the Houston Texans. Cowboys fell behind early by a couple of touchdowns. They scored 10 points in the second quarter, but didn't score in the second half. Houston, after the win, their coach DeMeco Ryans.
I look at it defensively like we haven't finished in the second half, right? And for our team to go out and really play a complete second half, right, to shut them out in the second half, that was more of a bigger deal to me than us scoring a touchdown.
But as for Houston's offense, Joe Mixon carries 20 times for 109 yards and 3 touchdowns. Houston goes to 7-4 with the win. Dallas falls to 3-7 with the loss. Week 12 comes up this week. Giants offense will have a new look. Tommy DeVito gets the start. The quarterback tenure for Daniel Jones is over in New York. He's being benched by the Giants. NBA, Warriors come up short at the end. Clippers hang on for a 3-point win over Golden State. Warriors are 10-3 on the season. 2 of the 3 losses are to the Clippers. Orlando by 10 over Phoenix. Magic with 6 straight wins. Bulls beat the Pistons by 10. Knicks have won 3 straight. They top Washington 134-106. Miami gets a season-high 30 from Jimmy Butler in a win over the Sixers. Philly's dropped 4 straight in 9 of the last 10. Bucks edge Houston 101-100. Hawks 109-108 over Sacramento. Raptors 7-game losing streak comes to an end. They beat the Pacers. On the ice, moving closer to an all-time mark.
Carlson feeds it to him, and he scores! He did it again! Alex Ovechkin is second of the game! He scores on the power play! There is nothing Alex Ovechkin can't do right now!
Capitals Radio Network, 2 goals last night in a win over Utah. He now is 27 away from Wayne Gretzky.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
College basketball excitement tonight. Kansas State pregame at 6. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 6:30 on KNDY.
Check out the 12th annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show this weekend at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Doors open 9 a.m. on both Saturday and Sunday, running until 5 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. A sold-out show with something for every firearm enthusiast, along with raffling off a $2,000 Weatherby rifle for one lucky winner. Hearty meals served both days of biscuits and gravy, breakfast burritos, and smoked meats. 100% of the proceeds go to the 2026 Trail Line USA Canada High Adventure Trip. Contact Buster Schmitz at 785-713-2298 with any questions. Make your way to Marysville on Saturday, November 23rd and Sunday the 24th for the 12th annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show held at the National Guard Armory. Doors open 9 a.m. on both days.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. Stock futures were lower this morning as investors awaited key earnings reports. On Monday, the Dow Jones slipped 55 points to close at 43,389, while the S&P gained 0.4%. The NASDAQ picked up 0.6. Among companies opening their books today is Walmart. The world's largest retailer is expected to report quarterly revenue of $167 billion, which would be a 4.2% increase from the same quarter last year. Federal safety officials are studying reports of problems with the repairs done on Ford vehicles under 2 separate recalls. The automaker was hit with a $165 million fine for failing to move fast enough to fix issues with faulty backup cameras. And a sandwich shop that opened on the Jersey Shore 70 years ago and has grown into a national chain may soon have a new owner. Buyout firm Blackstone is said to be close to purchasing Jersey Mike's, including its debt for $8 billion. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ring in the holiday season with the Barnes Annual Lighted Horse Parade Saturday, November 30th. Activities start at 4 p.m. with a soup supper at the firehouse until 6. Enjoy magical horse-drawn carriage rides from 4 until 6. And at 4 p.m., grab your jolly and visit with Santa at the Hometown Cafe. At 6:30 p.m., gather along Center Street for the annual Lighted Horse Parade. This year's parade has been held in memory of Emma and Joe Brungard. Parade entries are always welcome. To enter, contact Deb at 785-763-4310. Homemade cinnamon rolls also available for purchase. Light up your holiday spirit with the Barnes Lighted Horse Parade Saturday, November 30th, with the parade starting at 6:30. Brought to you by the Barnes Community Development, Barnes Lions Club, the City of Barnes and Rural Fire Department, and Union State Bank.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we spoke with USDA's Gary Crawford, he says the United States winter wheat crop is staging an impressive comeback.
Weeks ago, when this winter wheat season began, the crop was in really bad shape, the second lowest condition rating in the 21st century. But with the aid of some rain and snow in many areas,
we have clawed our way back into the middle of the pack, so to speak, with these improving conditions.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, the middle of the ratings pack, is right. As of this past Sunday, almost half, 49% of the crop, is rated in good to excellent condition.
That is a 5 percentage point improvement from last week, and now just 15% of the crop rated very poor to poor. That's a 3-point improvement from last week's 18%.
Puts this crop in a little better condition than last year's crop.
Kind of goes to show you that what you see right out of the box for winter wheat does not necessarily mean how the crop will turn out.
Rippey says we might even see more improvement in crop ratings in next week's survey.
Now in other news, United States farmers struggling with slumping incomes and depressed grain prices have been switching to cheaper generic pesticides and fungicides as they plan for spring planting next year, which market analysts said could hit the bottom lines of agrochemical companies. Signs of these financial impacts are already emerging. Bayer shares fell sharply to a 20-year low last week after the chemical company warned that weak global agricultural markets and a slumping U.S. farm economy are likely to pressure profits further. Analysts said agrochemical competitors Syngenta, Corteva, and BASF could also face challenges in the sector. Reuters reports nearly one-third of all the pesticides and fungicides that Paul Butler uses on his soybean and corn farms are generic to help him cut the costs in a very tight year. Midwestern distributors and grain elevators say they've seen customers cutting back their spring pesticide and herbicide budget. Sam Speck with your Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Private water wells can be found on many properties and are the owner's responsibility to care for and maintain. K-State Watershed Specialist Stacy Minson discusses what people with private wells should be doing annually to help ensure that it is safe for their consumption and their animals.
Those wells, those private domestic wells for household use, nobody's regulating those. Those are up to that private well owner. So we know in the state of Kansas we have approximately 151,000 private wells. So we need to look at those. We need to start deciding every year, 1st of January, 15th of July, we put a note in our calendars or on our phone so we get a reminder to test those private wells. There's a lot of things that can be tested. The biggest thing is nitrates, E. coli, bacterias, and then we can look at total dissolved solids, sulfates, chlorides. There's a large list of things, but the two big major ones we want to look at are nitrates and groundwater for health reasons.
Minson gives helpful tips for people who want to test their water.
There's private labs. You can go to your local K-State Research and Extension office, pick up a kit. They have them available at no charge. You collect the water samples according to the instructions. And then you can either, if you live close to the private labs, you can take it in there directly, or you can mail them. And we ask that you do it at the beginning of the week, as close to the time that the mail goes out, because there is a holding time, especially for the bacteria. And then the samples get sent in, the lab sends you the results, and as a private well owner, you pay that yourself.
She provides a brief list of scenarios that should be considered when it comes to helping keep the water supply safe.
If we can manage where our livestock are, especially if we would have a feeding area right above this private well, if that wellhead is not secure and sealed, we could have that bacteria and that nitrate running into that wellhead, contaminating that private domestic drinking water well and not even know it. So, you know, having wells put in and maintained above feeding sites. The other thing, you know, we look at fertilizing lawns, fertilizing crops. You know, if we're mixing fertilizer, filling the spray tanks right by the well, which, you know, we need the water. Just paying attention, because we could easily contaminate wells and not even think anything of it, because that's where we've always done that. That was K-State Watershed Specialist Stacy Minson encouraging people to take the time to test their private water wells every year for safety and health. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Farmers, you work year-round to make the most of your harvest. Proper soil management, planting practices, and due diligence at harvest. Don't let a worn, torn, and ragged grain tarp cost you in the end. Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville has a full line of replacement Serco tarps for grain trucks, trailers, carts, or wagons. With manual or electric options, safeguard the quality and value of your harvest against the elements. Also offering repair options, stop by Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville for a full line of trusted Serco tarps.
729 from KNDY. 42 degrees at sunrise, middle 50s on the high side. A little bit cooler today. We had some of that Gulf moisture yesterday, inch and a quarter to inch and three quarter across the region. We were topping an inch and a half here at studios north of Marysville.
Have you heard the warning that it's dangerous to have plants in the bedroom? We will investigate on a fact or fiction edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 19th, the 324th day of the year. Actress Jodie Foster has a birthday, and Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address on this day in 1863. You may have heard a folk tale that says it's dangerous to have plants in your bedroom because plants emit carbon dioxide. Goes the argument, you'll risk carbon dioxide poisoning. It is a theoretical possibility, but in practice, there is no danger. It would require a sealed room with no air exchange and an enormous number of plants to be of any concern. In fact, plants are often recommended for air purification, soothing fragrances, and a calming effect that promotes better sleep. So go ahead and keep some plants in the bedroom. Just be sure they can survive the typically low-light environment. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a big night for college basketball here in the state of Kansas as the Kansas State Wildcats are coming back from their Thursday loss last week against LSU where they fell 76-65. They're back at it again tonight with their tip-off at 7 p.m. as they are back at home in Manhattan taking on Mississippi Valley. The Jayhawks also have a 7 o'clock tip-off tonight as they are at home in Lawrence, where they are still ranked number one according to the latest nationwide AP polls as they take on UNCW. Their latest victory came on Saturday, where they won at home against Oakland 78-57. So far, no conference games have been played overall as the Jayhawks are sitting number three in the Big 12 Conference at 4-0 for their overall record. The Kansas State Wildcats are towards the bottom of the pack, being second to last at 2-1, tied with West Virginia. After tonight's game, the Jayhawks are still at home but have a week for rest before they play next Tuesday again at home against number 12 Duke. The Wildcats are back in action with a quick turnaround on Friday where they're at home in Manhattan taking on George Washington University.
All the way to the goal in the throwdown.
Man.
He's open for three. Yes! Yes!
A Wildcat.
3 seconds to go. Scoop shot. Yes! And the buzzer.
The Wildcats claw their way onto the hardwood all season long.
Now goes back in. There's the lob and the throwdown.
Be a part of the Wildcat voyage right here on your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball, the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State basketball game here on Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
College basketball excitement tonight. Kansas State pregame at 6. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 6:30 on KNDY.
To be a winner, all you need is a little self-confidence.
A two-hand monster jam! 16,300 on their feet!
Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks play here all season long.
Steps back on a three. Got it to go! Kansas pouring it on!
Be a part of the journey right here on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
KNDY.